Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Michael Kang. He is currently in his fourth year at the University of Toronto and is also a research analyst intern here at the NATO Association of Canada. He is pursuing a double major in both international affairs and economics, with strong interests in the field of foreign policy, security policy, and economics. He has been involved in such activities as being an article contributor for a student news website called Affairs Today, and was a finalist in the Rotman Financial Risk Management Case Competition. Michael intends to pursue his interests in economic and foreign policy by hopefully becoming involved in policy making with the Canadian government or an NGO. In his personal time, Michael Kang enjoys studying the French language and culture. He is also an avid soccer fan. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. As a research analyst intern, would you be able to discuss some of the most rewarding and challenging experiences that you have had here at the NATO Association of Canada?
Well, first off, I guess I'll start off with some of the challenging experiences that I've had. So one of the things that I found challenging was, I guess, adapting my writing style to something that's more journalistic. Now, I do have a journalistic experience before writing for a news website, but what I found different this time around was that I'm specifically writing for the International Business and Economy program. So I get to basically talk about my area of focus in terms of my studies, right? Because I'm doing a degree in economics. So basically finding a way to come up with interesting and new article ideas in terms of things that are related to economics and being able to tie in some of the things that I've learned in school, I guess, in layman's terms. That's what I found was a bit of a challenge, I guess, just being able to explain some of the more technical and in a way that's engaging and in a way that can appeal to a wider audience and something that's more relatable as well. So that's just something that I guess took time and took getting used to, but I am definitely feeling like I am more comfortable with it right now. And I do feel like my writing has improved through doing that. And now some of the more rewarding experiences that I've had at the NATO Association, I guess, is meeting all you wonderful people at the office. And, basically just getting to know everyone and getting to know their experiences. I felt like I've learned a lot personally just with hearing about everyone's different and diverse backgrounds, what they want to do. I feel like I've learned not only about different alternate routes to getting a career in the field of international relations, but also just all the intellectual debates we have at the office and such. I feel like I'm always learning something new every time I come in, and I'm able to contribute to the conversation as well.
Certainly, and I strongly agree with you. We do have a great team here at the NATO Association of Canada. All of the program editors, Julie Lindhout, she's the president of the NATO Association of Canada, Robert Baines, the executive corporate development officer here, is very committed to the association. And I can say that every individual is so passionate about the work that they do that it makes it very easy to work on team projects. Oftentimes, a lot of the program editors will collaborate with one another. And I have to say that this has been one of the most rewarding experiences that I've ever had. And I certainly do enjoy when you come into the office and you do contribute to a lot of the heated discussions that we have here in our group debates. And it has been one of those things where, you know, you're provided with an opportunity to learn something new every day. And I think the unique thing about being an intern, a research analyst, or a program editor is the fact that not only are you responsible for your own program, but by reading and by examining all of the other programs, you're open to virtually the world. And you see different articles that are being released each week. And the wealth of knowledge that the writers do have is a huge asset. And I have to say that I have had the opportunity to read a lot of your articles which have been published. And I would say that you're definitely one of the strongest writers here at the NATO Association of Canada. And it's been nothing but an honor to work with you. And I can say that coming back in January, I'm really looking forward to having an opportunity to work more with you as time progresses. Michael, after you complete your double major in international affairs and economics at the University of Toronto, what do you plan on pursuing in the future?
Well, some of the, I guess, possible avenues that I am taking into consideration right now is, well, ideally, I'd like to get into a master's program dealing with international relations. Through my own experience, looking into the requirements for all these different types of positions at various NGOs or intergovernmental organizations or even companies, a lot of them do require a master's degree in the current job market. So that's definitely something that I would like to pursue. And ideally after that, I would like hopefully use that towards becoming involved with the Foreign Affairs Department, with the government, or anything to do with being a foreign service officer. Or really, I would like to keep my options open as well. So I am considering things like positions such as being an analyst or consulting for any large firms that have international operations as well. I feel like that would be an interesting way to apply the knowledge that I do gain and that I have already gained.
Michael, how would you say that your time here at the NATO Association of Canada has helped shape your views on some of the major issues of concern pertaining to international relations and affairs?
The one thing that being at the NATO Association's really opened my eyes to is the process of, I guess, policy making and policy debates and how engaging with the public and how all those things contribute and matter to the policy making process within the country in terms of government and getting people within government to be able to pay attention to some of the issues that Canadians feel that are important to them. And I guess just basically we've met various different kinds of people in terms of we've had former diplomats, former government officials come in and just being able to engage with them, talk with them. And it's really opened my eyes to how all these different matters within international news and what's happening on the other side of the world, all those things are affecting us as Canadians indirectly, whether we know it or not. And so it's really important for us to be engaged and to engage our government as well. And just talking to some of the former diplomats that we've had, just listening to their experiences in terms of policy making, you really do get a sense of how public policy and public opinion can really be a big factor in the policy making process.
I have to say that I'm very thankful because as the program editor of Global Horizons, I was provided with an opportunity to interview diplomats, government officials, people who are influential in terms of contributing to various changes that are happening in international relations. I've also had the privilege of speaking with various scholars and professors about policy implementations and the impact of certain policies that have been implemented. And I can say that with an internship here at the NATO Association of Canada, you see how policies change over time. And not only does that help you understand the making of a good policy, but you are provided with an opportunity to take part in certain projects. Like one of the projects that Michael Schell worked on, and he's a program editor of International Business and Economy. One of the projects that he worked on was with Aishwarya Sahai, Jonas Becker, Paul Price, and Ian Gortz, and they worked on a policy paper called the White Paper, which they presented this policy at the conference that we attended in Ottawa. So it's certainly a good way of learning more about the implications of policies while also having a chance to come up with your own policy after conducting extensive research. Michael, with your extensive experience, what is the best advice that you can provide to the students who are interested in pursuing an internship or perhaps a junior research fellowship?
Well, one bit of wisdom that was imparted to me by Robert when I first joined was that this is basically at the end of this internship and at the end of this process, we're basically going to be left with our own portfolio of articles. And that's basically going to showcase what we're able to do, our writing abilities, their intellectual knowledge. And basically, we are lucky that we do have relative freedom in terms of choosing the type of articles that we want to write and the type of issues that we want to talk about and what we feel is important we can write about. So because we have that freedom, one piece of advice that I would like to give to some potential future interns or junior research fellows would be to basically write about something, anything that interests you deeply, because if you're going to write about something that interests you, then not only are you going to think of more interesting topics and different unique ways to engage topics that might be interesting to the public, but you're also going to be learning more about the things that you enjoy yourself, and it's going to give that added sense of passion to what you're writing about. And also, if you're going to have a portfolio of a collection of articles at the end of this, then you're going to want to use it towards something that you want to do afterwards, potential, career openings or anything like that. You're going to use this in order to showcase your abilities. And why not just write about something that really interests you or the issues that really interest you? Not only is that going to highlight the best of your potential, but it's also going to help you gear your career focus and career options towards things that interest you and what you might want to go into afterwards. So, yeah, basically just sticking to your passions.
It's very true, though. You have to do what you enjoy. If you pursue something that you're passionate about, then it doesn't feel like work. You go to work every day and you want to do the interviews or you want to write on a certain topic. You want to conduct that research. To all of the listeners who are perhaps considering an internship or taking part in one of our junior research fellowship programs here, look at all of your options. Look at all of the programs that we have listed on the site. See what areas interest you the most and take into account what it is that you're passionate about reading or about writing about. And then also consider whether if you choose the program, Global Horizons program, then think about whether you enjoy interviewing. And if you do, then what direction do you want to take the program into, right? Because with my program, I focused on interviewing diplomats, government officials, and then also scholars. But I also wanted to provide students with a voice, you know, because I think that adds a huge value to the program. And at the same time, a lot of the listeners are young professionals and people who are youth. So they want to listen. They want to receive that advice from someone who has been there, but also is in a similar age range as they are.